What points does the professor make about echolocation?